Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I'm so nervous. You see, today is my first day of school ever! That's right. I'm Heather. I'm 15 years old, and I've never stepped foot inside of a school before. This is because my dad's a scientist and my mom's a writer, so they really cared about my education and worried that the elementary and middle schools in our town wouldn't be good enough. So my mom homeschooled me. Honestly, it was great. I really enjoyed learning about all kinds of different topics, especially literature. But then when I watched TV shows about high schools like The Kissing Booth or High School Musical, I felt a pang in my chest. I was missing out on so many things like having friends and talking to boys. I desperately wanted what those girls on TV had. So, I begged my mom to let me go to high school. It took a lot of persuading and fake tears, but she agreed eventually. I was so excited! Finally, I'd get to experience school firsthand instead of living it vicariously through my favorite TV characters. Oh my god, what should I wear? What would I talk about? How would I make friends? This was actually happening! I could barely sleep the night before, and instead, I took the whole night to prepare myself. This was an important milestone in my life. So, here I am, walking down the street to the bus station. Whoa, I've never seen so many people my age before. This is like a dream come true! I spotted an empty seat next to this girl, so I walked over with a smile. Excuse me, can I sit here? The girl looked me up and down, rolled her eyes, then put her bag on that seat. Sorry, it's already taken. Okay, that's fine. I'll sit alone in the back then. No problem. The girl must have gotten up on the wrong side of the bed or something. But, well, turned out it wasn't just the girl on the bus who'd gotten out of bed the wrong way. Because as soon as Mrs. Hickson, my English Lit teacher, introduced me to everybody in class, I could see that everyone was giving me weird looks too. Were they making fun of me? But why? Did I have jam on my face? Mrs. Hickson showed me to my seat and the class began. By now, you've all had plenty of time to finish reading The Great Gatsby. Aw, I adore that novel! Throughout the novel, Fitzgerald continuously references a green light that Gatsby keeps on reaching for. Can anyone tell me what the green light symbolizes? I looked around, expecting to see everybody raise their hand. But to my shock, they were all staring down at their desks to avoid eye contact with Mrs. Hickson. Huh? But why? This was so easy! Suddenly, Mrs. Hickson said, "No one, huh? Well, how about you, Kelly?" Everybody turned and looked at a girl who was adjusting her fake eyelashes in her compact mirror. Kelly continued fiddling with her eyelashes as she replied, doesn't a traffic light have a green light? So, duh, it means that he can cross the street. What? I burst out laughing, but then everyone turned to look at me. Oh, snap, why was I the only one laughing? I mean, her answer was totally hilarious. Mrs. Hickson walked towards me. Oh no, was I in trouble?
Heather appears to be the only one here who understands why Kelly's answer was ridiculous. Can you explain this to your classmates?
The color green in itself illustrates the idea of greed and money, being a symbol of Gatsby's desire for Daisy. Gatsby already has everything anyone could dream for, but still, he is chasing after this light, or in other words, chasing after the love of his life, Daisy. Mrs. Hickson gave me a satisfied smile, patted me on the shoulder, and then she said, "That's correct. Very good, Heather." Suddenly, someone coughed out the word, "Nerd!" Everybody started to laugh. Seriously? How could they laugh at this, but not Kelly's foolish answer?
Quiet!
Mrs. Hickson then turned to Kelly and said,
"Perhaps if you used your eyes to actually read a book, instead of only using them to wear fake eyelashes, then Heather here wouldn't need to help you."
Kelly glanced over at me, so I smiled at her. But, huh? Why was she giving me a dagger look? Did I do something wrong? After class was over, I was sticking cute pictures in my locker when Kelly and her two friends, Samantha and Brittany, appeared next to me.
"Heather, right?"
"Yeah, that's right."
"Oh my god, your sweater is... Oh, do you like it? My mom..."
"So ugly."
"Why are you even wearing one? It's not even cold. Is your mirror busted or something? Why else would you choose to wear such an awful outfit?"
Then the three of them started to laugh.
"What do you mean? I dress just like Jess in New Girl. She looks amazing, doesn't she?"
This made them laugh even louder. While I was still feeling confused about what just happened, a girl named Taylor walked over.
"Hi, I overheard what you were talking about. Actually, New Girl ended a few years back, so her style is kinda outdated. Try watching Emily in Paris. That's the trend nowadays."
"Oh god, I didn't think of that. No wonder the girl on the bus... Oh wait, no wonder everyone at school was giving me awkward looks. They must be thinking I came from the past or something."
"And you should be careful. Kelly and her gang like to tease others, and I think you're their new target."
Oh, so Kelly's stare earlier in class wasn't just a regular stare. But so what? "Thanks, but I'm not afraid of them. I know this type of mean girl. They're all bark and no bite." So that night, I binge-watched Emily in Paris. It's très chic. I studied the fashion style and mixed up some outfits. I looked at myself in the mirror and, oh my, I really did look different. The next day at school, no one was giving me funny looks. How about that? Taylor's advice was really helpful. By the end of the first week, I'd established myself as most of the teacher's favorite student. It sounded great, right? But trust me, it wasn't. Every time a teacher praised me, Kelly and her friends gave me dirty looks. Then I found a note stuck to my locker that said, "You weedo." Right at that moment, Kelly and her friends walked past me giggling. In anger, I ripped off the note and told them, "When you're leaving mean comments at my locker, at least write them correctly. Weirdo is missing an R." They immediately stopped laughing and rushed off so that nobody knew it was them. Man, they were so annoying. High school wasn't turning out how I expected it to be. I thought I would be one of the cool kids, not the one being teased. Ugh! Then word got out that I used to be homeschooled, so Kelly began making jokes like, "Did your parents make you stay at home because you're a freak?" "Well, at least thanks to homeschooling, I don't come up with dumb answers in lit class," I snapped back. She stopped laughing and gave me this dumbfounded look. After that, they still carried on with their immature jokes at every given opportunity, but I tried my best to ignore them. But one day, they took it too far. I came to class and saw a big character drawing on the blackboard. It was me! "Oh my god, Heather, your portrait looks amazing!" And the whole class burst out laughing. "Ugh, how dare she! You messed with the wrong girl this time, Kelly!" That afternoon, I went home and was persistent to find a way to get payback on the mean girls. Bingo! I took out my laptop and began frantically working. After just one night, I managed to hack all their social media accounts, including their iCloud, and found a lot of good stuff. So the next time they mess with me, I'll be prepared. And it didn't take long until Kelly's friends stopped me in the hallway again.
"Ugh, could your skirt be any longer?"
Yeah, your grandma called. She wants her clothes back.
Suddenly, everyone gathered around us to see what was going on. Good timing. Now we had an audience. Let's give the mean girls a taste of their own medicine.
Beautiful hair, Samantha. Tell me, how often do you have to dye it so that nobody knows you're actually a redhead?
What did you say?
Oh, and Brittany, nice nose job.
What?
Everybody shockingly turned to look at Samantha's beautiful blonde hair and Brittany's nose.
How?
Brittany stuttered out before she grabbed Samantha's arm and they fled the scene. Yep, I've learned all about their embarrassing past through the pictures I've hacked last night. After that, Samantha and Brittany didn't dare to bother me, but the three of them were still teasing other people. Then, I couldn't hold my frustration anymore when I saw them making fun of Taylor.
Hey, leave her alone!
Kelly turned around smirking.
Didn't your parents teach you that it's rude to interrupt people when they're talking? Or do they have weird opinions on that, too?
Oh, so that's how she wants to do it. Fine by me. Bring it on.
Well, talking of parents, how are your parents doing, Kelly?
Oh, wait. Aren't they getting divorced?
Kelly's grin immediately disappeared and was replaced with a look of complete and utter dread. Then she just ran away without saying anything, leaving her friends shocked as well.
That's right. I saw a really long private post about her parents getting divorced on Facebook. That must be her way to express her thoughts. But her bad. It kind of backfired. After the mean girls left, Taylor thanked me, and some of the other students gathered around me and praised me for standing up against Kelly and her clique. From then on, the mean girls avoided me like the plague. And just like that, I went from the nerdy homeschooled girl to the cool, popular girl who had the guts to stand up against the mean girls. It felt incredible. Then one day, I went to the bathroom during a class, and I heard someone in the stall crying. She was talking on the phone.
Please, Mom, don't get divorced. Can't you and Dad try to make it work? For me?
Oh, man. Could it be Kelly? As I was washing my hands, the stall door opened. And just as I thought, a red-eyed Kelly walked out. As soon as she saw me, she wiped away her tears and gave me a dirty glare. At that moment, I didn't feel good. I felt the complete opposite. I never realized that it was so hard for her. Making her feel bad didn't make me feel good. It made me feel bad, too.
Kelly, I'm sorry about your parents.
But she just snorted, then went to leave. I grabbed her arm.
Please, Kelly, I didn't mean to hurt you.
Kelly looked me in the eyes and said,
But you did!
I know. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking straight. I kept apologizing to her, and after a while, she eventually said, Well, I suppose I was kind of mean to you, too. We ended up talking, and she told me that she teased people to make her feel better about her family situation, which she was struggling to deal with. So I opened up to her about how nervous I was about starting school. We actually had a great talk, and the air was cleared between us. So, you see, from that moment on, things between me and the mean girls were great. Oh, wait. They aren't the mean girls anymore, just simply Kelly, Samantha, and Brittany. They learned that their actions towards me and other students weren't cool, and they finally understood how it felt like being laughed at, so they don't do it to anyone else anymore. So, in the end, high school turned out to be pretty amazing, just like I imagined it to be, but even better!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.